B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
My television does not work.
There's Barmore. Reason to be happy about Christian Barmore being part of that. I mean, that was a good draft. Now you got to do it again.
What was that?
Now you got to do it again like 2, 3, 4 times.
He knows it. Guilty. Guilty. He knows it.
Wow. Jesus. Someone's going to be on Toucher and Rich tomorrow morning.
Oh, man. Put it in the court.
There's no, you know, you plead no contest to that.
Your Honor, I submit the following.
Throw yourself at the mercy of the court if
Guilty.
You're Zolak. There it is.
Yeah. Jesus.
I mean, that was noticeable.
This mic is unreal.
It's very sensitive.
Unfortunately.
It's very sensitive.
Farts, 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 farts.
Zoe farts.
And the personality of his farts have changed, you know, from several years ago to now. Like, I mean, when we first busted him, it was like a nice pop. Like,
I'm looking at San Francisco right now as being a front runner to get Josh.
I mean, that's a pop. And then it turned into basically a speed bump, one of those ones with the ridges. Stay in your lane, right? That's the lane warning.
They were talking about the abortion issue, and he farted. That's what was going on. Stay in your lane.
Yes.
That's what they were saying. Don't venture into the world of politics. Stay in your lane.
How's the nose?
I mean, it is what it is.
Is it slowly getting better? Is it a scabbing issue, or how's it feel now?
I don't know. I've never ventured into my sinuses before.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see them. I can't touch them.
You can't feel them? Like, they're not like dry all the time or anything?
Make him focus on that.
Well, I mean, it's not like he can't focus on it. It's like he can just ignore it.
I know, but you bringing it up can't be helping.
Yes. How dare I call attention to the thing that probably he can't stop thinking about?
So there is stuff, the way I told my mother about it, is there's stuff in my nose in places that I never can, can touch her. There's stuff in them,
mm-hmm.
stuff in my sinuses.
Okay.
And my body has never had things in my sinuses. So I have to imagine my body saying, you know, what the hell is going on?
Sure.
Right. There's stuff in these orifices that have never been touched before. So, there's a constant irritation.
Sure. Is there what's the word? Like, just your body almost on its own wants to try to
reject
dispel?
It.
Yeah, whatever's
like,
in
reject
there.
Reject it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, I'm getting that vibe.
Ooh.
I'm getting that vibe from my body.
Okay.
It wants to reject reject what's in there.
Right. But something foreign has somehow gotten inside of your orifices, and it wants out.
Yeah. Like, it's my body's reacting like I'm sick. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. No,
so,
totally.
So, not the greatest, but tomorrow is Wednesday, and Wednesday is I'm going back to the doctor, and I am going to the doctor Wednesday late afternoon, and then I'm hoping, because that will be a full week, I'm hoping that I feel okay enough to come in on Thursday. Is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And because as it stands now, again, there's no way.
Is that because of maintenance throughout the show? Is that kind of the reasoning?
It's the commitment of leaving the house for 6 hours. Yeah, and the maintenance and the and everything that goes along with it. There's just no way. Like I went to my son's basketball game yesterday, and like as soon as it was over, I had to go home and maintenance. Do everything. Like, there's just no way. There's like no way.
Sure.
I was talking to my mom and she's like, "Why?" I hope they realize. And I'm like, "Oh, I made it very clear. Like, there's no way. I can do this." So yeah, it's. I want to, like, you know, I haven't been in a while because of the kids and COVID and everything. So like, you know, it's you miss coming in. And the show's better if I'm in there, but yeah, like now they're like right as it stands today. There's no way.
Oh sure,
there's no way.
I mean the way you described it. Does it during commercial breaks? Is there a lot of maintenance? If you know what I mean, like is there?
Yeah. Also, like I told you, I took the. Well, this is an interesting thing too. Is that when you take pain pills, you don't crap. But you're not allowed to strain while you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I have like a pile on deck, which of no way to get out.
Oh,
a big
man.
On deck. Everything is on deck.
So you just have to wait for like nature's train to push itself down the track, right? This isn't you can't do anything artificial to move things along.
I could take like a laxative.
Okay, but, all right. No, what I mean is like, what I mean artificially is that there's nothing your muscles. You don't want your muscles to help out. Okay,
no. Right. They say not to strain. Then as soon as you start straining, you feel it in your nose, and you're like, oh boy, I better not do this. Like you don't realize how much your nose and sinuses are involved in every muscle contraction. And so, so I haven't taken a proper dump in since Thursday or probably since Wednesday. So that's another thing I got going for me is I got a week of feces piled up in my body as well as all this. It's not good. It's unpleasant.
Sure.
I can't imagine many surgeries that are as unpleasant in the recovery just because ribs, I would imagine, is worse. But, like, in terms of, I'm not going to die or anything, obviously, but, like, in terms of, like, just annoying because, like, your knee, like, if you blow out your knee, like, all right, well, I got to, like, you know, have help walking around, but, like, it's just your knee. Like your face and breathing and taking a dump. Like those are things that you got to do.
Yeah, breathing sounds like when you can't breathe properly, that's miserable. I mean, listen, it's not discounting how much it sucks to be laid up in bed with a, you know, as you said, like a blown out knee. I've heard that and the ribs, you nailed it. Those seem to be the two worst.
Ribs is worse.
Well ribs, it's like you can't, like if you cough, it kills you. Like just a cough. Yeah. Kills everything inside of you.
It takes forever to heal, too, I'm told.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's and it affects everything. And even, like, you know, breathing. It's tough to sleep. You can't lean a certain way. No, ribs are obviously awful. Yeah. But
we
I mean,
Claude Julien broke ribs in one of his famous team-building exercises.
That's right. You no longer be the head coach of Team Canada at the Olympics. He had to sidestep.
What exactly happened? Because I saw that he was out and it had something to do with an injury.
All we know is he slipped on the ice during a team building exercise during training camp over in Europe before they fly to China for the games this week. And now he is out.
Oh, handsome Ralph. Well, you know what? Maybe it's a blessing in disguise because from what we're hearing, they're just taking people off the planes with positive COVID tests, and they're like trapped in those.
Locking them away in like one-star hotel equivalents.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
China apparently is on a mission to stamp out the virus and completely eradicate it from the game.
I heard. What's that? Yeah, good luck.
I know. That's the thing. They haven't gotten that memo yet.
The virus that ran through my house with the savage illness that my daughter experienced with no symptoms, right. and except for the fact that we tested her to be nice. Like the savage illness. I would hope that you would eradicate this awful, savage illness that is killing everyone under the sun. And I mean now, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I read that article about the conditions and how if you are someone who's participating in the Olympics, and as soon as you get off the plane, if you test positive, they take you to this, as John said, it's the equivalent of like a one-star hotel. There's, you know, next to nothing inside of it. And you basically have to stay there for, are they saying it's 7 days at the minimum? And you have to test up, you have to test, it's 7 days and then you have to test negative.
Twice.
And sometimes that stuff stays in your system, even if you're not infectious.
Yeah, that's the thing with the more sensitive tests, even if the virus is dead in your body, it's still pops positive, so you're still stuck there. Could be for weeks, maybe a month you test negative.
They said you can crack the window, you can crack it, but you can't go outside. So you're stuck in that room.
Here in jail.
Solitary
confinement.
Yes, that's correct.
Essentially, and on top of that, they even said that, you know, sure, you can access the internet, but you have to understand, the Chinese internet, not the same as the American internet. There's a whole lot of websites you can't get when you're over there. I mean, the government regulates everything. They don't want you to have certain access to certain things.
Yeah, I would imagine they don't want you talking on social media either when they're keeping you captive.
Right? Yeah.
But, I mean, I would hope that, well, it's a rational response to such a savage illness it tore through this house, and I can only tell you, we were hanging on a thread if we could get through the savage illness that was COVID.
This is so weird because I love the Olympics usually. It's like for a couple weeks, it's awesome having it on in the background. This year, like I've almost completely forgotten that it's coming. And maybe it's because the NHL is not participating and there's really not any kind of local story that I'm hanging on to. It's just,
I don't know one person that's competing in the Winter Olympics. I don't know of anyone.
The Flying Tomato's not doing it this year, is
he?
He always does. Okay.
Yeah, he's back.
Every Winter Olympics.
Right, well, then I know the Flying
Tomato. Get the half pipe ready. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mikayla Shiffrin.
Who's that?
She is a skier.
Downhill skier.
And who's the... who's the other famous? There's another famous skier as well.
Oh, the Asian chick?
Yeah, what is her name? She's the other one. Grace Kim. Yeah. So she's probably doing it as well.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
I can't wait.
Is Peekaboo Street going to be there?
I think she's 50.
Dude. Okay, well, everyone loves Peekaboo Street. I think greatest name of all time.
I think we're about 25 years past that.
Are we?
Katarina Witt.
Katarina Witt, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's like
Katrina Witt.
That's like 1984, man. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. So, I just completely forgot. Like, Friday's the opening ceremonies, right?
Yep.
Okay.
How far ahead is China to us?
I have no idea.
The reason
the stuff
I asked,
will be on the TV.
That's what I'm saying. We might actually watch live events.
Oh, you'll see live events. So we'll see live events, my friend.
Curling.
I did see that they added, you know, every year they add new events. There's a mono sled. It's a bobsled, but it's just one person.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, it looks rad as hell, but for some reason it's only for the women. Like, it's the men's. There isn't a men's mono sled.
They're going to test it out on the women first?
I guess.
Jugs. To even things
that's
out.
That's really smart.
What it all sounds right. like.
What if the girls all had like massive jugs?
Well, just
like, this is because it's the mono sled. And you need so big stupid. Old biddies.
It's like a David Sedaris.
Big old biddies.
It's like the smart car of bobsleds, like running down the hill.
It is, right? It's exactly what it looks like. Like a little clown car, but it's one person.
That's so stupid. It's kind of like the skeleton, which is the luge reverse, where you're going down head first.
Well,
there's no reason to do any of this.
Terrifying. Skeleton's terrifying.
Well, there's no reason to do anything. What, there's reason for soccer? It's a ball and a bunch of people kicking. There's no reason for any of it.
Recognized sport. This thing, they're just inventing stuff as they go.
Oh,
for no reason.
John, you're unaware of the busty Olympics that have been going on for a long time that had the solo Booberella.
All right.
David Sedaris inspired.
Andy Sedaris, right?
Andy Sedaris.
Yeah, no, it's called the Mono Bob, and it's just one person. And it looks awesome. Like, it looks fun as hell, but, I mean, it also looks fairly dangerous.
Right. I want to drive down a hill on skates doing 70 by myself.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that it's on TV and you like watch it for 5 minutes. You go, oh, cool. And then 5 minutes later, you're like, okay, what's up?
Nobody crashed.
Well, I'm a channel.
Yeah. Is there an office marathon on?
You know what's funny is that they, you know, I guess we just had the Olympics, of course, which is weird how everything's all scheduled. But this past summer, you know, there was a setting on a lot of people's, you know, cable or whatever. And I don't know if it was like HBO or one of the Hulu things, but they had a deal where you could just pick your event and go to the highlights, and there was one that was rock wall climbing racing. Did you see that?
Yes.
Where's one guy over
there? Yes.
Okay, like I watched probably a good 20 minutes of that. No, I mean, they had me for 20 full minutes.
No, that was, for me, that was 5 minutes, and I went, oh, and then I went to see if they were, Family Guy was on any of the stations. But I did see rock wall climbing. Well, it's no fun if there's not a guy analyzing it. The the guy who does it is what's fun about it. Like the mono Bubarella
the mono bomb
is the person
or the mono Bubarella, whatever you want to call it. Yeah,
yeah. The guy who's, what's gonna be funny is the person that's analyzing it. Like, you know, that's done it a bunch of times. That's what's funny about that stuff. I always find it humorous that, like, yeah, well, they found the person that's done this before.
Yeah, for 2 years. I think it's only been around for, like, a couple of years.
Yeah, and it's for, like, I've been kicking around the mono Bubarella slide. You know, I got a couple of jugs on my chest, and I thought, why not? To an event just for me. The mono Bubarella slide. All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Rich said it was only for women.
Yep, only
so
for women.
So I theorized
yes,
that the reason for that is you got to have a couple, because I was saying it can't be a penis thing. So I figured the only reason that it would be only for women is you got to have a couple jugs to straighten things out.
Okay. Sure.
You know, a couple of knocks.
Right.
A and B, June and Tokyo, is what I'm saying.
Only bikinis, so we can all watch.
I
see.
John, that's, you want to sexify it, I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's A plus B equals double D, is what I'm saying. You get where I'm coming from, Johnny boy?
I was a little off, but now I'm kind of focused in.
What I'm saying. Sure. Is you got to have a pair of saggy boobies to get in that thing.
All right. What's the name of this event again, Fred?
The Double Bubble 2000.
I don't think many of us slept last night.
I got woken up by Nick. I was still asleep.
Okay.
Yeah. My body is healing.
Good.
All right. Did you see the war on drugs yesterday?
I did. It was awesome. A lot of listeners at the war on drugs, which makes sense. So it was a good show.
Yeah,
last
fun.
Night.
Yes, that's great.
There you go. A lot of listeners at the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen. You got drugs or not, you're invited to the party. Okay. That is the Touch for a Rich show.
I think that's a Vince Neil song.
Well, good for you for knowing, because you wouldn't know from listening. You would have to have owned the album and see the song.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of stuff I would assume happened last evening. I'm unaware of all of it, but I know the Celtics played.
They did, but they are maybe story number three that I want to discuss.
Yes.
Let's get to the man, Tom Brady. Finally speaking last night with his best buddy, the Barnacle, and we'll see what he had to say about his impending retirement.
Yeah, and it's on the dumbest podcast name that I can't even think about.
Let's go!
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go is what he would like to say. All right, that didn't take off like they thought it would. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Kutcher and Rich.
I just want you to go, and like, oh yeah. 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Kutcher and Rich.
We are the Kutcher and Rich radio program. Rich, what's going on?
Also, after a long weekend where somebody absolutely blew Tom Brady's plans for a big surprise retirement announcement, Brady went on his podcast titled Let's Go with his professional hype man Jim Gray, and boy did they set things straight. Fred, feel free to stop that whenever you would like.
Let's go. Hey, we're back, everybody. Here we go.
Stop. Wow, he just sounds get ready. Time to
Let's
get
go.
Pumped.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Here we go.
The thing about Jim Gray is whole athletic career is really amazing. Is that the idea that he was able to get into media after, being, he's like Ted Johnson.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, he's a guy that you just, one look at him, you know he played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's go,
Let's go. Hey, we're back, everybody. Here we go. Tommy, how are you? Nice, quiet weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It sure was.
Nice quiet weekend, huh?
It sure was.
Yeah, nice quiet sure weekend. Was. Yeah, a bunch of jabronis who aren't me bugging you.
By the way, Mike Lockhart, he like called us. Like, I guarantee you, it's going to start with, "Hey, not a lot going on this weekend, huh?" Sure, it was quiet, huh?
Yeah, it's called sarcasm. Mm-hmm. Get to know it. It's wink, it's the tool of the intelligentsia. Yeah, Tommy, not a lot going on. It was almost time that you had to sit down and talk to your buddy. Straighten things out.
Yeah, it sure was. So it was good weekend of football.
So things kind of changed from your decompression when America was told that you were retiring on Saturday afternoon. And we haven't heard from you as to whether or not that was the case or is the case. Has anything changed with you since we last spoke on Let's Go regarding your retirement?
You know, it's a good week for me, and I'm just still going through the process that I said I was going through. So sometimes it takes some time to really evaluate how you feel and what you want to do. And I think when the time's right, I'll be ready to make a decision one way or another, just like I said last week.
So were you surprised when these reports came out, when you haven't made a decision that seemingly others say you have?
There's always a good line that, you know, I'm responsible for what I say and do and not responsible for what others say or do. So, again, I think one thing I've learned about sports is, you know, you control what you can control. And, you know, what you can't, you leave to others. So, you know, people want to be, in front of the news often. And I totally understand that. I understand that's the environment we're in. But I think for me, I'm just literally it's day to day with me. I'm just trying to do the best I can every day and, you know, evaluate things as they come.
So everyone kind of got to see a 5-hour obituary about yourself. You didn't get to partake in this because you were out of the country. There were all kinds of tributes rolling in. Does this overstep the boundaries of having the proper respect for all that you have achieved and not allowing you to be able to do this on your own timeline?
Wait, hang on, stop. Oh, first of all, that is exactly what Tom Brady thinks, and that's probably a question that was pre-approved by Tom Brady that he wanted out there.
You think that they discussed the questions before they do, let's go.
Let's go. I love these very tough pre-approved questions that he's asking. He's a journalist after all. But I mean, to have to say, don't you think that you deserve more respect than for someone who probably most likely got a legitimate source saying that you are retiring, which he is going to retire and running with it? Don't you deserve that respect to be able to do it on your own? No. Someone on your team was dumb enough to leak it out. Adam Schefter got the biggest news. His job is to report it. He reported it.
And I just love it. It was like, what do you think? Don't you, you deserve more?
You got to sit on it.
Sure.
And let the man make a documentary.
Yes, of course.
That's right. That whole Michael Jordan retirement thing, the first time, that blindsided everyone. No one knew what was happening before he announced it.
Yeah, and by the way, these are the same people who would rip on ESPN for sitting on a story if they had one. No, if you get the... Because, I mean, yesterday when we talked to Jeff Howe, it was pretty much... You know, laid out almost exactly how this happened. So several weeks ago, you know, Tom Brady had announced that he was going to add an extra episode to that ESPN docuseries thing that he's doing called Man in the Arena, that he was going to air it at a later date. Now, something that we were talking about with Jeff was that Tom Brady most likely recorded in that final episode his retirement announcement. It would have been something that probably is the perfect way to go out. A hour long, just look at how great I am, PR commercial retirement thing that people would play clips of all for the next however long. But someone at ESPN, because that's obviously the same company as Adam Schefter, probably saw an advanced copy, told Schefter, and Schefter ran with it. And that also explains Adam Schefter's unshakable confidence and insistence that this is going to happen, because he probably saw Tom Brady himself say it on that video.
Yeah, ESPN is not backing down. I mean, they're like, no. They had people on all day. I mean, they're talking about... I mean, they're saying he's retiring.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, he's retiring.
He's retiring. Yeah. It's just it wasn't on the timeline that he wanted. And Brady, you know, I have to imagine is... utterly pissed. I mean, just absolutely
pissed. But wouldn't it be funny if he put it out on the on his like documentary, and then like no one knew about it for like 6 months
because like because no one's watching it.
Yeah, because like no one watched it.
That'd be kind of funny.
That would be funny.
All right, then let's listen to him finishing this.
There were all kinds of tributes rolling in. Does this overstep the boundaries of having the proper respect for all that you have achieved and not allowing you to be able to do this on your own timeline?
No, I don't know what different intentions are. And again, it's, you know, not for me to control those things.
Would this perhaps be the impetus, the chip on your shoulder that you need? The thing that says, hey, screw all these people.
Yow!
I think my motivation for playing football is to win and be successful.
So it's fair to say when you're ready to make an announcement, you'll make the announcement. It won't come from elsewhere.
I think I just said I'm going to take it, you know, day by day. It really is. I'll take it by the moments and figure out when that decision comes, it'll come.
Sounds like you could use a drink. Would you like to go to Morton's? Have a refreshing cocktail, perhaps? You don't drink much, but perhaps it's time for a glass of wine.
Not much at all. Maybe I might take it up after, you know, things down the road.
All right. Well, you can celebrate your next special occasion at Morton's the Steakhouse. Morton's is the prime place to take your someone special for that perfect steak or unrivaled dining experience.
What the hell is going on?
Cocktails are great as well.
What the hell is happening? Oh,
and now the rest of the story. That is quite a jammed-in commercial you just threw in there.
That's Brady barely tolerating the guy.
What was the one from the Phil Henry?
Oh, yeah, Yeah, put your meat. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Your meat in your mouth.
Let's go. Hey, we're back, everybody. Here we go.
Hey, let's go, everybody.
That is a leader of men right there.
That is a guy who's got everything written out. The responses, the questions. That is a man who is phoning it in.
Huh.
Hey, Tommy.
That's the best.
Ooh, all these
Let's go.
People.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Here we go.
Hey,
yeah, sounds like a guy you could use a drink. You want to go to Morton's with me, please?
Now, I heard one of the most awesome. Yeah, it's like Sizzler, my treat. That's exactly what it sounds like. Well, now I found there was one of the most awesomely ridiculous theories that was out there yesterday is that, Fred, Tom truly isn't retiring. But he leaked it to ESPN so they would look stupid as a way of getting the network back for how they treated him during Deflategate. Just an amazingly jaded theory that I almost respected. And by the way, if Tom Brady actually
did
that...
You want to go to Morton's?
Sure.
Have a drink?
Let's go. Hey, we're back, everybody. Here we go.
You don't really drink much. Want to have a drink? Morton's?
So get ready.
Put the meat in your mouth.
When is this? When are they going to air this episode? Like what? When was it speculated that it would air? You'd have to think it would be, have to be before free
agency.
He's got
to retire today, right? Because it's Tuesday, which is the best news day. and the Super Bowl is 2 weeks away. I would assume he would retire today, but
I think he's going to wait until after the Super Bowl. The way it's he seems to be talking is that he didn't want to distract from any of the games or anything like that.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of time if you do it today. I would do it today if because it maximizes it. Because if he retires after the Super Bowl, people have moved on from football.
But he has picked up his signing bonus, Fred.
You want to go to Morton's?
Of course.
You
Let's go. Hey, today. We're back, everybody. Here we go.
No, but seriously, if I wanted to if he wants to maximize the effect of his retirement, and you know, to get people to buy $300 windbreakers. I would do it today, but
you would do it the Monday of Super Bowl week, like you would do it a week from yesterday, because that's realistically when all of the media is supposed to be out in Los Angeles, when everyone's going to be covering the Super Bowl. This week is all about, hey, look at the two teams that made the Super Bowl, and next week is about what do we talk about now, and it's the big story.
Airs. Yeah. So anyway, so it would be within the next week is when you want to do it. Hey, you guys, want to go to Morton's?
Sounds like you could use a drink. Would you like to go to Morton's?
I don't think that's such an like a harmless sentence that sounds really creepy when he says it.
Yeah. Sounds like you could use a drink. Would you like to go to Morton's?
Would you like to put anything in me?
I mean,
dealer's choice.
Okay.
Look around the room. Tell me, anything will fit.
Can I be your human Mr. Potato Head?
Who are all these people?
Sure.
Tell me, you want to play with the bodies?
Screw all these people.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's what he when he walks into the cadaver office. He walks into the. He says when he walks into the what do you call that there the morgue.
Let's go. Hey, we're back, everybody. Here we go. Sounds like you could use a drink. Would you like to go to Morton's?
Okay, right, stop.
That's after. Okay. That's after he's been confronted with the bloodlust that Jim Gray has.
Right.
Sounds like you used a drink. Want to go to Morton's?
Let's go. Hey, we're back, everybody.
For some reason, I didn't know that was a... I actually didn't know. I'm being serious. I was just like, he's asking him to go to Morton's? Like, what a weird...
It's Happy Gilmore. Let's go to Sizzler, my treat.
It's like L.A. Like, you're in L.A. Like, you could go anywhere. You want to go to Morton's? That's where Craig Gass... Can it convince me to take him and another comedian and stuck me with the bill? It was Morton's in downtown L.A. Oh, really?
Doesn't seem like him.
No, not at all. I was by myself.
He's going to show up to L.A. He's going to be looking for you this year, Fred, and we're not going to be there.
He'll have his Seattle Mariners cap on, yeah. And he'll be screw these guys. Tommy, want to go to Morton's? All right.
He does sound like the Rent-A-Friend guy, that creepy DVD we played a long time ago. Someone is right about that. Hey, I want to be your friend. Yeah.
Hey, want to go to Morton's?
Let's go. Hey, we're back, everybody. Here we go. Screw all these people.
No, I don't want to do that, Jim Gray. No, not at all.
Well, that's what, he goes to the morgue. And he's he's got him blindfolded. He takes out the blindfold. Hey, Tommy, look what I did.
I want to be your friend.
That's what it does sound like. It sounds like that guy.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment and with more Jim Gray. All day Jim Gray.
A couple weeks ago, you were on HBO. Looked like you had some fun on the shop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We are the Toucher and Rich Show. Rich, what's going on?
Well, so now it's official. The Raiders have hired their new head coach, and Mark Davis, break the news.
Too quiet in here. Hey, Will. Ready for me?
I'd like to welcome everybody to today's press conference. We'll begin with some opening remarks from Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis.
How's everybody doing today? It's kind of loud. Turn this down a bit.
Yeah, there you go.
As y'all know, 2021 was quite a season for the Raiders. Ups and downs. But in October, we got shook to the core when our head coach resigned 5 games into the season. And today, I'd like to introduce, and that's the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders from John Carroll University, Mr. Josh McDaniel.
With an S, maybe?
No, he left the S off.
Did he get the name of his head coach wrong?
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to be sitting there pretty confident in the organization when he's like, loud, quiet, loud. he's obviously got spatial issues. And do you think there's anything wrong? Anything going on with Mark Davis? It's quiet. It's loud. It's quiet. Like, the idea that you would say those things. But have you guys seen, like, the amount of coaches that have come out of John Carroll University? There's something like 8 of them.
Oh, no. I didn't see that.
Like, and they were all there, like, at the kind of the same time. It's this John Carroll University, for whatever reason, has spit out, like, 8 of these guys that are in some capacity coaching the NFL right now.
I know Casario went to John Carroll with McDaniels.
Yeah, there's like 8 of them. There was a tweet I saw.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you are Josh McDaniels and you're sitting, or McDaniel, and you're sitting there yesterday, you've got to be thinking to yourself, this is going to be the greatest gig. The press that was there to ask questions, like the one question I fully expected to be asked, even like in a city that's very forgiving, would be, now that you are hired, how can we trust that you are not going to do something like what happened with the Colts? Like, can you explain what happened with the Colts and why we should give you the benefit of the doubt with this Raiders team? And nobody even brought up the Colts.
I mean, he's there. So it's different than the
Colts.
But
it's a question of his character. Like, to do something like that, can you, you know, here's a good question. You failed once as a coach. And then
in Denver,
and then you left a team like basically with their dorks in their hands with already a hired staff. Why should we think any different of you now? And they didn't get that question. But what you did get, Fred, was this question.
Hondo Carpenter with Sports Illustrated. Yep. Most coaches, when they take over a team, it's in disaster mode. You get a double digit fifth seed in the AFC West.
Yep.
But you also get a top 5 quarterback. How appealing was it for you to come to an organization with a quarterback like Derek Carr?
Yeah, I mean, Derek's won a lot of games in this league.
Yes, he has.
That is Derek Carr's agent.
He's a top 5 quarterback.
That wasn't
in this
like the Vegas Tribune either. That was a guy from Sports Illustrated who asked him that question.
Like, sure. Sports Illustrated is not what it was 20 years ago.
Obviously not. I think the evidence is right there.
Sports Illustrated is Breer's thing now.
I mean, maybe that was a dare by Bert. Maybe Bert said, just go in there and tell him he's going to talk about quarterbacks.
Well, that's what a Bert's guy is. Yeah. I mean, if he's a football guy for Sports Illustrated, that's one of Bert's guys. But, Sports Illustrated, you're thinking of it 30 years ago when it had, like,
actual writers.
Pete Dammel and writers.
Sure.
Guys.
Sure. Well, there is an interesting article, speaking of journalists, from The Athletic, and it talks about the behind the scenes and everything that went on in getting Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler to go to the Raiders. And reading it from it, it said
all that they asked them.
They said yes.
Yeah. Can you come in? All right, go ahead.
And according to this article, it doesn't sound like the players are very happy with this hiring.
No, they're not. They've expressed that they're not.
Yep. I'll read you the second.
McDaniels is going to fail so terribly. Apparently, he's been brought in to be like the sheriff, like to come in and like, you know, like everything was all like disorganized, not disorganized, but not disciplinary. And he's been brought in to correct that.
Because he commands respect the second he walks into a room.
Yeah, that little high-pitched prick. Yeah. I don't like him, and I've never met him. And I just really don't like
him. Before
I'm a pretty good judge of character, by the way.
You know, before the Colts thing, there was part of me that kind of felt for him in that I read the article where he said, you know, he's very humble about when he was out in Denver, and he goes, you know, I absolutely blew it. I did everything wrong, and I sat back and I wrote down what is everything that I did wrong.
But Rich,
what did everybody criticize me for?
They hate him to such a degree in Denver. It's like a Patricia thing. It's more than he was a bad coach.
Yeah. And I think, I think you can, if you're a normal human being, you can learn something from that.
Yeah, but you shouldn't act like, but if you're going to act like that, it shouldn't be in you to act like that.
Sure, but it's also a decade ago. You know, like Fred, to your point, then the thing with the Colts happened. And I was like, all right, well, then really have you changed? But at first, I was somewhat sympathetic.
I'm a pretty good judge of character. As we've seen, like even my impressions end up being somewhat true. And I have a very bad feeling about Josh McDaniels. Like, I just think he's a huge prick. Same with, like, he's on the James Corden, like, scale, Jim Gray scale of prickishness.
Wow. Maybe a special level. The Jim Gray one is, that's reserved only for the best. It's top tier. But The Athletic says, quote, Raiders players were disappointed to hear the news after they had made a serious push for interim coach Rich Bisaccia, right, and his staff. The players themselves probably thought the curse was over after they had overcome a series of off-field incidents and won four straight games down the stretch to make the playoffs. Instead, Davis did a thorough 12-day search, bookended by interviews with Ziegler and McDaniels. The NFL tells teams not to make any moves that won't take attention away from its playoffs games, but Davis remains unhappy with the league's handling of the Gruden emails and did something his late father would have even enjoyed. He hired a GM and a coach before the championship game and said the coaching staff was disappointed and bitter. By Sunday afternoon, most said that they had still not heard anything from Davis or the Raiders. And then the writer says, the players will get over it. They always do. They have no choice. They will meet McDaniels and be optimistic by training camp. So it sounds like it was not a popular decision or a popular move in the locker room right now. But
yeah, I've heard more scathing stuff is that, again, they brought in McDaniels to be a disciplinarian and to straighten out the locker room, which sounds to me like John's absolutely correct. If that guy walks in, I'm laughing in his face.
Yeah, if you hire a guy to do that, it has to be a guy with a lot of success as a head coach. In order for the players to immediately snap in the
or
line,
it's got
to
be like
a player.
I'll behave for this guy,
or a player.
It's got to be like a Tomlin or a Vrabel.
Yes,
it's got to be someone who's a culture guy,
a guy who's like, won as a player or has won as a head coach.
Or a guy with the personality of a Vrabel. And I realize Vrabel is a very good player, but Vrabel or Tomlin, that you go, this is a culture guy. He's going to come in and like, he's a guy who immediately earns your respect.
Yeah.
McDaniels is X's and O's, like, dork. Like, I'm not going to... He's not a guy that is going to, you know, command a room. So, he's set up to fail. He's going to fail miserably.
I'm looking at the two head coaches right now in the Super Bowl, and neither one seem like a disciplinarian to me.
No, but
they all seem more like fairly laid back.
But this is a specific situation that requires a specific guy. Those are different rosters.
Yeah, this is what
different points.
This is what they. Well, you're right. I mean, neither of them are. They're both offensive guys. They're both X's and O's guys. But that's not what the Raiders say they want. The Raiders have said that they want a guy to straighten out that locker room.
That is not the move you want to make then. There's a lot of guys out there that you could have done that with. He's not the guy. Now, as I said, Josh McDaniels,
if he didn't have done that Colts thing, I still think he would have been a good hire. I thought he would have been a good hire. But he's just got so many integrity issues. After that, it's almost unforgivable. I honestly, I'm looking back at it. I can't believe he's been hired again after what he did. Remember when that happened? We were all like, well, you just can't get a gig anymore. Well, how can anyone trust you?
Look who hired him. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Change.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Change.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 7:30.
Races in to the high slot. Shoot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.